Scientists are scrambling to find a vaccine for the coronavirus, policymakers are trying to flatten the curve, and religious leaders all over are trying to help people of faith understand what it all means. The World's Matthew Bell spent some time talking with several of them.
Swarnjit Arora has lived through a lot in his 79 years. He was born in part of British India, that's Pakistan today. Arora had just turned 7 when partition took place. In the spasm of religious violence that followed, relatives of his were killed. His family, along with more than 10 million others, fled their home. As a young man, Arora left South Asia to start a new life in a new country.
When I came to the United States, I still remember I had $3.84 in my pocket.
Arora went on to become a professor of economics. He says he was the first man with a turban to immigrate to the Milwaukee area. Back then, members of the Sikh community met in each other's homes to pray. Now, there are 3 Sikh temples in the area. What gets Arora through tough times like this pandemic, he says, is his faith in God.
We cannot blame for each and everything onto God. God does his best. He gives us tolerance. And it's up to us how we handle it.
Arora says people at his temple are collecting food for the needy and reaching out to older folks stuck in their homes. In many religious traditions, calamity is often seen as a test of faith. Mustafa Akyol is an expert on Islam and modernity at the Cato Institute in Washington. With this particular calamity of coronavirus, Akyol says there's something else going on.
I think this is also a test of not just faith, but also reason, of rationality, of responsibility.
And here's the sort of thing he's talking about. This video from CNN, shot outside of a church in Ohio last week, has been making the rounds on social media.
I ask you about your decision to go to church, to be inside that building.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Aren't you concerned you could infect other people if you get sick inside?
No.
People who don't go to this
no.
church.
No. I'm covered in Jesus' blood. I'm covered in Jesus'
but
blood.
Other people?
There has been various religious groups around the world, in almost all religious traditions, who thought, this is not a big deal. God will protect us. We can still go to the church, the mosque, or the synagogue, and our faith will be our shield. And by thinking that way, they acted irresponsibly, and they put many lives in danger. So the virus is testing our faith, but also it's testing our rationality. And if we don't act rationally, this will be a defeat for the whole worldview of religion.
Mustafa Akyol says the pandemic reminds him of one story in the Islamic tradition. Someone asks the Prophet Muhammad a question. Should I tie up my camel so no one can steal it, or should I trust in God? The Prophet answers, tie up your camel and then put your trust in God. In Judaism, there's a similar idea that the faithful will be protected by the divine, but people need to live up to their side of the bargain too. And that means living a life that emulates the divine, says Lila Kajdan. She's an Orthodox rabbi in Brookline, Massachusetts.
And emulating the divine means following rules, means adhering to safety regulations, hand washing. I mean, one of the most holy aspects and expressions in Jewish life is washing one's hand before consumption of bread. In other words, before starting any meal, there's hand washing with a special blessing.
Kajdan says the Talmud, the central text in the Jewish tradition, has a lot to say about earthly catastrophes like a pandemic. But the most important thing, she says, is this.
Judaism values human life and the care and maintenance of human life above all other things. And really, this is an opportunity to catapult the Jewish community, really guided by our faith, to do good, to do right, to be in caregiving roles, to give charity, and to think about what to do when these difficult things happen.
But why do bad things like this happen? If there is an all-knowing God who's looking out for the best interests of humanity, why is he or she allowing this wave of death to sweep across the world right now?
That's a real good question. I don't have an answer, and nobody else does either.
Michael Curry is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church. He says the New Testament doesn't help answer this question either.
There's no, you know, Jesus' words are in red letter. There's no, like, gold letters from the Father. And when he's on the cross and cries, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There is no answer from heaven. There is no answer from heaven on the cross. But there is Easter morning.
Hinting at what he'll preach about on Sunday, Curry mentions a German-American theologian born in the late 1800s named Paul Tillich, who described faith this way.
Faith is not the absence of doubt. It's not the absence of fear. It's not the absence of anxiety. It's not having all the answers. It's not having it all together. Faith is affirming being in spite of the threat of non-being. That's his language. Faith is standing for love in spite of the power of hatred and selfishness. Faith is caring about others in spite of the powerful temptation to care less about others and to care only about yourself.
Curry says this is a trying time for religious folks from different backgrounds. During the High Holy Days, getting together in communal worship is so important, and that cannot happen right now. The bishop will be delivering his Easter sermon from his home in North Carolina. It'll be part of the Sunday morning service streamed online from the National Cathedral in Washington, which will be mostly empty. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.